So you could always go cutting wood. It was $5 a cord is what we got for it, stacked on the riverbank. And Barry here, we had to make a road to it where they could get in with a dozer or a truck. I hauled a lot out of it with just a truck. Mm-hmm. And it was $5 a cord. Mm-hmm. So everything was wood, so any time in the winter you could, but you know, $5, you could cut a cord a day. Mm-hmm. You could have always 4 foot wood, that person. Mm-hmm. So you could cut a cord a day if you worked at it, and I worked, I averaged a cord a day, Andy Burgesson did too, and most of us did average a cord, and there was one fellow, the name was Dick Berry, he's still around Fairbanks. He'd be a man to get all of it.
I've heard of him. Now he's the one that married Mrs. Usabelli.
Huh?
He's the one that married Mrs. Usabelli.
I think maybe so.
Yeah, and I guess he's still there and in pretty good shape from what I've heard.
I heard he was. I haven't seen Dick. I've called him two or three times and never. I'd like to see him, but he just cut wood. He didn't work for the camp. He just would cut wood. He cut two cords in.
Wow.
And he was out with a gas lantern and he worked long hours or moonlight nights. We used to split, you know, the days were short. And to get a cord in the winter, well, you had to either work moonlight or, and we would split and pile moonlight, but in daylight then we'd fall and buck it up. And but a good moonlight night, you'd go out there and split and pile it, and that way you'd get your cord again. Mm-hmm.
Well, in those days, $5 would buy something, too.
Yeah, it was. It was a lot better than nothing, I'll tell you. But there was no welfare, no rocking chair, no nothing else. You either worked or you went hungry. So everybody... Well, Simon saved a lot of people here. Simon never cut much wood back here. I think there was even more than 30 or 40 that one there that I cut there. I can remember so many, but a lot of them I don't remember their names. But I know there was George Thomas. And I